Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A little peek, I guess, behind the scenes here is we know each other outside of work as well.
That's honestly like the number one question I get out in the world is like...
Really?
Yeah, like, are you guys actually friends? And it's like, yeah.
And what do you say?
I'm like, yeah, I literally threw up in T-Hack's toilet like this week.
So then it's you two are friends, but neither of you.
No.
You guys
no,
don't
do.
Like me, though.
No, that's...
Yeah, I don't...
Are you okay?
What's going on?
You good?
Do you need an ego boost?
Do you think that,
what's going on?
No, I mean...
Bud.
I don't think T-Hack... Like, Aaron and I went to a strip club recently.
Yeah, did we not bond?
No, we didn't bond. You worked me over for like $1,000.
I did not work you over. Someone else did.
Boss. I would never.
No. Okay.
What are we going next?
I'm just curious because people, when they ask me, I lie as well. I do say we're friends.
I'm not lying. No, I literally say that I would not be here without both of you guys and I couldn't ask for a better couple of coworkers.
Uh-huh. Right. Coworkers. Right.
And we are friends, and I look at them as my second family. Okay. That's literally what I say.
I believe Aaron. I don't believe people are asking you about us. There's no way.
You're right.
Yeah. They get to you, and they're like, well, what about the underlings?
What's your real name?
That's not true, because, okay, this is weird.
They get to us to get to you, and then they get to you, they've already made it.
Here's
the thing, and I have proof, and you'll have to shut up, and it's going to make us all feel weird and sad, but I have to do it.
Okay.
You guys came to my father's funeral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's that, especially when you've got Kirkland, Jason Momoa, and Pippi Longstocking, it's just like, holy, who are those?
Somebody's crashing it.
Who are these people? Right. Because they're like, they're just here for the buffet. Yeah.
The turkey sandwich.
The church and the funeral potatoes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is a real thing.
I never got to eat them.
I didn't get to eat them either. I was scared because I knew there was sour cream in it. You can just tell.
Yeah.
They were like super creamy.
I just didn't know if they were going to kill us and that's why they were called funeral potatoes.
Right. I think it's because we were at a funeral. But anyway, everybody's just kind of buzz, 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 buzz. And then I went up to one of them and they finally had the courage and they were like, who's over at that table? And I was like, that's T-Hack and Aaron. And they were like, oh. And then they jumped up, ran over to you, and then there was sort of a receiving line for you two at that point. People were like, you're T-Hack and Aaron? Whoa.
I still love the family photo that you're not.
I'm not in the photo. Not one of the family photos. They went from table to table, and I happened to be walking around, so I missed the table I was at, came back to my table, and they were like, oh, we already took it.
It's our buddy Chad. It's like...
Just everyone. everyone.
I'm not even in my own father's funeral. Right. I'm not in the picture. It doesn't look like I went to my father's funeral.
Now that you say, I did sign a lot of autographs. That's what I'm saying. That was, okay.
So people do react. People do, right. Okay. They're impressed by you guys as much as you think they're
thank you. Well, Erin actually mentioned part of what we're going to talk about.
No.
She was at my house recently. She was house sitting, dog sitting, whatever.
Yeah.
While we were gone. And
for you, she was house sitting. For your wife, she was dog sitting. Because you don't care about your dogs. And we're not going to go down that road, but that's like, I don't remember what she was doing. That's just your passive aggressive way of saying, yeah, she watched the house for me. And like, I don't care if the dogs live or die.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd say dog sitting.
I do.
That's what your main job is, the dog sit.
I do. I'm going to embarrass myself because I do. When we return home, I send Erin a message and I realize I never say anything about the dogs. Right. I'm just like, house looks great.
Because you're an a-hole.
I realize it now. I'm like, now I can't text. Like, and also the dogs are alive. Thank you. Like, now it seems forced.
Yeah, no,
so I just.
Okay.
I'm out of myself.
That's so funny.
So, Erin watched our dogs recently and got sick. We found out later, which is fine, it happens. Yeah, of course, no problem.
Did you
there
barf on the carpet or anything?
No, in the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a heathen.
So, but sometimes it just sneaks up on you.
I
you could have gone in one of the kids' rooms if you're gonna we wouldn't have known. They're puking all the time.
All right.
So anyways, she's staying and she got sick, so it seemed like she kind of rushed out of there, which is fine. Like, she was wanting to get home. She knew we were coming home. It was like the last day that she got sick.
I left in the morning. They came back the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. So, which leads me to my issue. I have no issue with her getting sick at all. I want to be clear. None at all. My issue is now I open my freezer and I see.
I knew I left them there. Thought about it the other day. I was like, oh no.
She left some gluten-free. Like Texas toast kind of
like garlic bread.
Garlic bread, yeah.
It's
like
rare that I see that out in the wild. So when I went to the store,
oh my god,
I had to get some.
So I see it and I'm like, well, that ain't ours because it's gluten free. I can barely pronounce
get
it.
Get this trash out of here.
But I also feel like I don't want to just eat this because I'm not gluten free. It feels
no, but you
it
might
feels
like
blasphemous
it.
In
no,
a way.
Why?
Like
just
I'm like
eat
I'm
it.
No. I want to get it back to her is my thing.
No, but it's frozen.
This is my question. It's frozen. So can I bring it to work? Can I
put it? We have like 14 fridges and freezers here.
Yeah, but the commute, he's during that
it's
25
fine.
Minutes between.
He's like 5 minutes away.
No, you're more than 5 minutes away.
10.
It's like 20.
Yeah.
It's
like
fine.
20. But not only the commute, but also the community freezers that are available to us.
Yeah, you don't
want
to put.
Do
them
you
in
want
there.
Anything put in there?
No, you don't want your food
it
mingling with Powerball Pete's food.
He would not.
No,
touch
I'm not
it.
Talking about him not eating it. You just want the bacteria off of his stuff.
Yeah, there's an aroma. There's things happening in all the freezers.
That's a hard pass. No, leave it there. Leave it there for the next time she comes over to barf.
But it's just holding up space.
Is it taking up too much space in your freezer?
No, it's not. I feel bad because my wife even said that. She said, oh, I think the gluten-free stuff, a lot of times it's kind of expensive. So I don't want you to be out this money, especially if it's rare that you saw it. But I also feel like I can't just show up with like, hey, here's this frozen thing. Deal with it. Like, I gotta know. Like,
I would have no problem putting it
But if you're
it
like,
here.
Well, I was going to go get drinks or I was going to work out after work. Now I got to deal with this frozen
You're not giving
toast.
Her a project.
It feels too, like I'm
you
in
have
my frozen toast.
Yeah, do I got to cook it first?
Yes. Yes, that's the answer. Okay. Make the thing and bring it in to the potluck we're having in a week or two.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.